This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time.
She ain't no housewife.
To ask the CLO. That doesn't make a difference anymore.
Right.
It really doesn't.
They need to change the title then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, they're not.
All right. Time for Ask the CLO. This one's from Tristina in San Antonio. Tristina writes, my ex's sister is one of my best friends. My ex has been parading his new girlfriend around his sister, and she never told me he had a new girlfriend, knowing all along that I'm still in love with him. Is it time for me to cut her out of my life?
Well, what you mad at her for? Why are you mad at her? Your ex, has been with his new girlfriend around his family. That's all it is to it. Y'all still friends. Have you ever considered she didn't want to hurt you? Well, what was she supposed to do? Tell the girl, hey, you can't date my sister because his ex is still in love with him? Mm-hmm. That's not for her. Just consider the fact she was trying to be considerate of you. She didn't want you to get hurt by the information.
Right.
How about that? See, stop expecting people to wear all your issues. Stop
okay.
that.
Say it again.
Stop expecting people to wear all your issues. If you truly my friend and I have an issue and you my real friend, you can say, hey, bro, you got an issue, man. You need to check that at the door. I ain't got to go along with you. Okay, yeah. We friends, right? We sitting up somewhere. You need some money. You come to me. I can give you half. Okay? Let's just say for preacher, I can give you half. You decide to get the other half, you gonna rob a bank.
Now, that's
you tell me, homie, we finna go down here and get this other half at the bank. I'm your friend. I'm gonna say, hey, man, hey, why don't you just fix half your problem before you go down here and create a whole nother set of problems?
Right.
See, that's what friends do. That's all. I ain't got to go along with this. And I'm not going right. down and help your ass rob this bank.
That's right, Steve. That's right. Moving on to Yolanda.
And if you go down there and they come and ask me about it, I'm telling everybody.
All right. Moving on to Yolanda in Akron. Thank you, CLO. I'm freaked out, Yolanda says, by my new man's choice of underwear. He wears silky, bikini-like underwear, but for men. He said they're comfortable and hold him in well. They look smaller than the ones I wear. So it's a no for me. Am I too judgmental?
No, not at all.
Oh.
You got them little tight, silky drawers on, homie. Come on, dog.
Mm-hmm. But he comfortable in them, dog.
No. He just sat up there and looked at himself and he think he cute. That's what that is.
Hey, Yonko.
What, Tommy?
Man, for somebody to look good and be sexy, they can't stand that. That amazes me. I keep some tight draws. I got me some.
Oh, you got a pair? You've been rocking them?
Keep some.
What?
You got the
what?
This lady.
My wife asked me the other day, what's going on with your drawers? What is this? What is all this about?
Just the other day.
You 57. You too old for this kind of stuff. What's up with these kind of drawers? So, yeah.
She was judgmental like the lady in the letter. In the
a little bit, CLO. But I'm not.
You got them drawers on like finna jump in a swimming pool with Michael Phelps or somebody. Your old's got them tight drawers. You're not finna win no race. It's just underwear.
All right. Okay. So she doesn't like it. She definitely doesn't like it. All right. Moving on to Miguel and Tyler. Miguel writes, my girlfriend's son keeps calling me Dre, and it's starting to irk me. I understand he's only 4, but where did he get Dre? There are no cartoons with the Dre on there. My girlfriend thinks it's funny, but do you think her 4-year-old made that name up? Where'd he get Dre from?
No, hell no, hell no. Dre done been over there. Dre done been over there.
Dre is a Dre.
Dre, I don't know what you're talking about. Dre ain't no. No, you're right. Dre is not a cartoon.
No. He's real.
Dre come over there and cut on the cartoons.
Hey, Dre.
But Dre is not a cartoon.
Hey, Dre.
Yeah.
Dre.
All right.
You know, Dre, because Dre brought candy.
Miguel. Yes. All right. Moving on to Addie in Bloomfield. This is the last one, Steve. Addie said,
by the way, Addie Phillips is outstanding on CNN. Since
her name is Abby.
Addie Phillips.
Abby.
Same Abby. Girl. You knew who I was talking about.
Abby Phillips. My mama used to say, same girl.
Yeah. Abby.
But her name,
Addie.
Get her name
that girl
right,
on
though.
CNN. Is strong. Abby Phillips. She's strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's so smart. Yeah.
We love you.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah.
Oh, that girl's strong.
Yeah.
She's going to work. Yes. Abby
All right. So this is Addie with D's in Bloomfield. She says, I finally met my friend's husband. He asked me to follow him back on IG, so I did. He DM'd me later to tell me that he saw a picture of my feet and was pleasantly surprised. Is blocking him sufficient, or should I block him and tell his wife?
Mm. God, y'all.
Okay. Addie. Now how you feel about Addie?
Man, I don't know what these dudes be thinking, man. Y'all, this new generation, y'all, man, y'all bros, y'all just be bringing campfires to your house and starting them in your damn living room. What is you following this girl for? All you had to do is just go on her page, look at her feet, watch her walk, follow her story. All these DMing and all this hell, man, what is you? Listen, man, do like me. I don't know how to do none of that. My son called me one time and said, Dad, what'd you like this picture for? I said, what picture? Then he showed it to me. He said, you liked it. It wasn't nothing. He said, just wasn't no girl or nothing like that. He just said,
okay.
I said, Dad, I wasn't liking it. I was trying to move the screen over. He said, but Dad, if you tap it twice, that's a like. Well, I said, I tapped it more than twice, though. He said, I know, Dad, I can see that, too. So, yeah, so just y'all, I'm just saying, young brothers, y'all, man, do you know that they say 65% of all divorces now have a social media component?
Wow.
I believe it.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Well, I wish we could go back to that payphone. I ain't lying.
Man, I swear.
All right,
man,
CLO,
if we could just get rid
you.
Of phone cameras.
It's the cameras and the app, huh?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.